we're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we were up to the Mitzvot of the Temple. So there's the Mitzvah that you can't bring on the golden altar anything other than Ketoret. There's the Mitzvah that the Levi will serve in the Beit HaMikdash. There's the Mitzvah that the Kohanim will serve in accordance with their guard duty. They have set times, and then they have times when they all work together. There's a mitzvah that the Kohanim are not allowed to do the work of the Levim, and the Levim can't do the work of the Kohanim. That's a special biblical mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that the Kohanim should wear the clothes of Kehuna at the time of doing their work. And there's the mitzvah that the Kohen Gadol should not tear the Me'il. The pasuk says, Lo yikareh, that the Me'il, that special coat that he wears on top, that the robe that he wears on top should not be torn. There's also a mitzvah that the choshen should never separate from the ephod. So that concludes the mitzvahs of the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash. And then we have the mitzvahs of entrance to the Mikdash. We have mitzvah to send out those that are tameh, defiled, from Machane Shekhinah, from the temple. We have a mitzvah that the kohen should sanctify his hands and feet when he comes to do service. They had a special washing that they'd wash hand and feet together. To commemorate that, we wash our hands every morning. According to Maimonides, you also wash your feet in preparation for tefillah. We don't do that, obviously.
Isn't the reason we don't wash our feet anymore because there's no temple, and apparently Tuma can't get off your feet except for like right before Shabbos?
I'm unaware of that. Could be. I don't know.
Weird thing like that.
I don't know.
Wash their feet anymore because apparently it's useless.
I don't know. There's a mitzvah that the Kohanim should not enter the temple with their head uncovered. Roshechem al tifrau, don't uncover their heads. And there's a mitzvah that a kohen should not enter the Beis HaMikdash with torn clothing.